best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
I have been waiting legitimately a week to talk about this story. I heard about it on vacation. I had to make a mental note because the headline reads, "A man shot himself in the testicles while hiding weed in his butt."
Okay. That's, welcome back.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes. I'm pretty confident you didn't talk about this while
I did not. Nope. Don't think I even saw this one come across.
No, and
the
I
desk.
Didn't send it to you either because I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what an amazing headline that you think you have a bad day. A man shot himself in the testicles while hiding weed in his butt. Let's break this down. 27-year-old Washington State man had a pistol tucked in his front pocket. Well, the gun went off, sent a bullet through his testy into his thigh. Well, of course, he's a convicted felon. He's had 13 felonies on his record, so he panics, goes and drops off the gun with a friend before he goes to the hospital. Well, now he's in the hospital having surgery to repair his testicles and his leg when out pops a bag of marijuana out of his butt.
No.
During surgery! A bag of weed pops out of his butt during surgery for shooting himself in the testicles.
Okay. All right.
So, of course, the surgeons have to alert authorities that, hey, there's a gunshot victim and marijuana just popped out of his butt during surgery. So they come to the hospital, they search his car, and they find meth.
Wow.
So he's got meth in his car.
What?
Weed in his butt and a bullet in his testes. And you think, okay, Shags, that's a funny, weird story from Monday. It gets better.
What?
He recovers. They book him. You got to go to jail afterwards.
Think, yes.
And during the strip search, another bag of weed comes
what
out of
happening?
His butt.
Why? 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 Okay, wait. All right. Number one, Washington State man in Washington State.
Yes.
Isn't weed legal?
Yes.
The why was it up there?
I don't know.
Number two, if you, after being shot in the testicle, and you decided I'm going to drop off the gun with a buddy, why wouldn't you then also drop off all the drugs?
You know, it's one of those things where you think, you know, when a bad day just keeps getting worse, you just can't seem to catch a break. That this is what happened to this poor man. And why? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, lawyers here, but if you're looking at the penalties for having drugs, don't you want the meth up your butt?
Okay, wait, no, all right, no, all right.
Lawyers,
no,
is that where I should...
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
A person carrying a cup of fresh coffee in each hand is defenseless and quite dangerous simultaneously.
Since nobody knows what color dinosaurs actually were, there is a chance the T-Rex was purple, just like Barney.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
The SEC is to allow alcohol at athletic events. I've already been drinking.
Nailed it.
Thank you, SEC.
No, okay.
But Mizzou has yet to crap or get off the pot because they have not made a decision yet.
Yeah, well, several SEC schools have come out in an official statement to say, oh, that's nice. We'll see what we can do.
So starting August 1st, each school within the SEC now has the right to decide whether or not it will sell alcohol within the stadium of athletic events. Now, Mizzou released a statement that was very long and very tedious, and I don't want to read all of it, so here's part. We will begin a process with the Intercollegiate Athletics Committee to discuss the potential sale and consumption of alcohol in university facilities in the near future. The IAC is a standing committee of MU that has a broad representation from the campus community, includes faculty, staff, students, and alumni.
Well, I would have to think that students would be on board for this.
I would think alumni would be on board with it.
I think a lot of alumni would be on board for it. Alumni, though, in a lot of cases, like at least the, I guess the, like, because then they allowed in the club seating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. Let's not get it twisted. The haves, they get to have. The have not.
If you pay for it, yeah.
Us general admission a-holes, we don't get it. But if you got the money, of course you get whatever you want.
Okay,
you got the money.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was pretty sure.
And that's how the rules now don't apply to suites. You can keep doing what you're doing in suites because they get hard liquor. They get it all. They get pampered up there.
Yeah.
But under this new rule, for all us pawns, us peasants in general admission, we'll only get beer and wine.
I mean, I'll take what I can get. I ain't picky. I'm all right with it.
I'm all right with some moon juice.
I'd just be good for a beer, like during the game. That'd be great.
Now, there are some silly rules that have been implemented that it can only be certain stations that serve it, and that you can't have a beer man going up and down the aisles selling it in the seats. Like, you're legitimately gonna have to get up, walk to the beer stand, get your beer or your wine, and then come back. That is if Mizzou agrees to it. These are all SEC rules right now.
I mean, I would think, especially for students, like of age students, they would be very interested in having this happen. They would probably go to more games, stay longer at games.
Just the students? Have you not seen the crowd tailgating before Mizzou football games?
I was just trying to call out students in that regard, because I know that's a big thing a lot of campuses deal with. Of like, oh man, if we just had the students come out, it would be so much easier. It would be so much better. Well, here's a great way to get the students to come out.
Well, especially since the SEC made that stupid rule that you can't go back in after you leave, because everyone would go out at halftime and get their buzz going again, and then you'd go back to the game. But the SEC squashed that. So now, why wouldn't you want some tall boys that they're going to charge you $15 a piece for?
See, and that's the rub, is that for the students who are thinking this could be really great for them.
That's not going to be cheap.
You're not going to be able to afford it.
No, it's out of your mind. It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah. I mean, I can't afford it. So, I mean, it's like...
I don't know about you, but the one thing I look forward to the most, though, are the fist fights in the stadium.
No, okay, no. If we could avoid that part of it, I think that would be good. That'd be best for all. I really
drink,
do. That's
drink,
fantastic.
Drink.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Many of the original Star Wars cast members reunited last week at Disneyland for the launch of the new Star Wars attraction. Now, I don't want to say they haven't aged well, but the best looking one was Yoda.
Okay, come on, man. Honey, right? Come on.
Have you seen Han?
Come on. You had a great beard. A man in Tennessee was sentenced to 10 months in prison after he was caught urinating on the conveyor belt at the Kellogg's plant. He was quoted in saying, "Well, what did you think the special in Special K was?"
They're great! Many of the original Star Wars cast members reunited last week at Disneyland for the launch of the new Star Wars attraction.
Okay.
It was a nice change for Billy Dee Williams to actually go inside Disneyland instead of having to just drop off Uber customers there.
Oh my, what? You can't say that about Lando! Come on!
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
What the hell were you doing while I was on vacation?
I, what do you mean? What?
The 2019 National Spelling Bee ended in an 8-way tie.
The script spelling bee, you're now blaming on me.
I'm gone. I can't even take a vacation.
How is that on
me? And this country falls apart.
That's not on me, man.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't do that.
In 2019, we have to have 8? Count them, 8? Winners in the spelling bee?
Which I really enjoyed the picture of all 8 of them lifting up the trophy, and they all look so happy. And part of me is like, oh, you kids, you're not old enough to understand that how infuriated you should feel right now.
Now, hey, I get it. It was 3.5-hour finale that they went 20 straight rounds with spelling words without any errors, that the scripts people were like, hey, we ran out of words. What? What? That's your only job, scripts?
Somebody buy them a dictionary.
It's your only job to have words.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're
for these kids to spell.
Yeah, they're much better spellers than me, so I don't want to be too critical, because I don't want to come off.
They are not better spellers than me, so I can be very critical.
Well, that's not true either. Yeah, they are way better spellers than you too.
I'm actually an unlicensed spelling bee champion.
No, that's not a thing. Don't.
So here at the Morning Shag, I'm back from vacation and I'm here to save the day.
Here we go.
Let's fix the Scripps National Spelling Bee so we don't have 8 winners in the future.
No, I'm curious. Okay, what would you do to fix the Scripps National Spelling Bee?
Fire hose.
What?
You get smacked with a fire hose right before they tell you the word. Full blast.
What? That's not... That,
you got to get them out of their comfort zone. That, we got to knock these kids out of their comfort zone.
Do you think they're in their comfort zone in that high-pressure situation? I doubt it.
Turn the heat up, then. Crank the heat.
Crank the heat. Okay,
if they go
all
three
right.
rounds with all of them, crank it. It's up to 120 in here.
Wow.
We're going to be sweating bullets. You're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're done with this
okay.
nonsense.
Okay, all right. So, all right, good. So we have fire hose and turning up the heat in the room, okay?
Well, what even about, like, not giving them the origin? They sit up there and they mumble for 40 minutes going, oh, can I get the origin? Can I get that in a sentence? No! No, you can't. Spell the word.
But I mean, in some cases, you need that. You need that.
Not when we got eight winners, we don't.
No, okay.
It's nonsense. But instead of giving them all eight trophies, you couldn't have changed some of the rules? What about a taser?
What? You're going to do, okay, so now a fire hose, and now you want to introduce electricity into it with a taser.
What about a shot clock?
A shot clock, really?
You got 8 seconds. Go.
8 seconds? Most of those words are more than eight letters. That's ridiculous.
I'm just trying to get a winner here, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Get off my lawn. I don't think eight people should win anything.
Okay.
That's not a winner. You're not a winner. You tied. There's a difference.
You know, you're right. You are right. I'm not opposing that.
What is Scripps doing?
I will say this. They are kids, so maybe like the fire hose and the taser is a little bit too far.
Paintball gun then.
Paintball gun. All right, jeez. All right, there's no winning this. All right.
If I was in charge of this, we would have had a champion.
Okay, and a lawsuit.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Rich people used to watch poor people fight in arenas. Now poor people watch rich people fight in arenas.
Saying sweet dreams to a diabetic is a curse and a blessing at the same time.
Shout out. Sorry. With Lee's Tire Company. That's a good one. It's around in rubber. Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Oh, Trevor. It's a drunken tradition.
Wait, hang on.
Like no other. The Morning Shag Birthday Bash.
Wow. Gonna use the Masters theme for this, huh?
Well, I am a master.
Okay.
And we're inviting you to celebrate 7 years of The Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor. With local bands covering classic rock icons.
Yes.
To celebrate. Shags and Trevor are throwing a party and you're invited. It's the drunken tradition. Like no other.
Wow. All right. Yes. It's all powered by Graf & Sons. Thanks to their sponsorship.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. All right. On the fortified roofing and siding stage.
Again. Yelling.
Stop it. All right. Guns N' Roses performed by Guns Ain't Roses. You have AC/DC performed as JC/DC, and Leonard Skinner performed by the Comancheros.
And if you were lucky enough to join us last year, you would have seen the Comancheros melt faces as our opening act. And now they are our headliner. Because I stood on the side of the stage going, what the bleep did I just see?
That's accurate.
They are amazing.
Yes.
The drunken tradition, like no other. The Morning Shag Birthday Bash happening Friday, June 28th at the Blue Note.
Tickets are on sale now. We have a lot of special surprises, some giveaways.
Trailer Park Batman will be there.
I thought we were keeping that under wraps for
I'm
now.
I'm afraid people won't come out just to see you. I have to say Trailer Park Batman.
Wow. Wow, that was a low blow.
I'm afraid they won't come out to see me either. We will have the Morning Shag.
You didn't save it there. You didn't save it. It still hurt.
The Morning Shag Mullets in May winner on stage.
Bryce will be there, yes.
Trailer Park Batman. We'll have the art gallery, the Photoshop art gallery.
A lot of fun things.
Thanks to Sam Jones.
A lot of fun things planned.
It's going to be a drunken tradition.
This music doesn't do it justice. It does not do, like, this does not fit what the theme of the Morning Shag birthday bash is.
I'm going to be working on different theme songs throughout this month.
You're workshopping some stuff.
Yes,
I'm
trying some things.
All right, that's fine.
But you are invited to get all the details for that drunken tradition.
Okay.
Like no other. The Morning Shag Birthday Bash, KCMQ.com.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Florida couple was arrested for leaving their pig in a hot car. Complete BS. Now I got the government telling me how to cook my bacon?
Okay, that's a little different. Okay, a new study has found that wolf spiders are more attracted to the color green than any other color. In response, I have painted my front and backyard red.
And finally, IHOP is launching a burger that has a pancake in the middle. It's part of IHOP's plan to make Denny's seem classy.
Come on.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
If there is one thing we don't bleep around with here at the Morning Shag, it's high fashion.
That's not true.
I've been called an influencer in the past.
Well, not about fashion.
I've been called a trendsetter.
You pull off the homeless chic look. That's it.
I've been on the cutting edge of fashion for years.
Didn't you wear that shirt yesterday?
And the day before.
Okay.
But if you're like myself, and you're a guy who wants to be on the cutting edge of fashion this summer, well, you're in luck. Because the new trend are crop tops and tube tops.
For men?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Crop tops for men and tube tops for men.
And, I mean, come on. Don't be scoffing at this idea. Are you making fun of Apollo Creed?
Okay, all right. I mean, yes, this was a thing in the 80s.
Are you making fun of Bill and Ted?
A little bit. Not gonna
lie.
How
dare you, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
How dare you?
I mean, pro wrestlers is what comes to mind when I think of men wearing crop tops.
Now, these crop tops aren't like the cool ones from the 70s and the 80s, the loose fit, badass crop tops. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not in 2019. Uh-huh. These ones are tight and form fitting.
Oh, that makes it worse. That definitely makes it worse.
I'm more disappointed in myself than I am in the crop top, that I've let my dad bod get to the point where I would be afraid to put one on.
This is good. This is good. This is self-awareness.
I don't know if I want my double B-hole showing anymore.
Okay, all right. What?
The double B-hole. Your belly button.
Who calls it that?
Did you miss earlier when I said I'm an influencer and a trendsetter?
Oh, no. Nobody is saying like that. Nobody is saying
that. Everyone will start calling it the double B-hole now.
No.
Put that double B away. Nobody wants to see it.
No, nobody will start calling their belly button a double B-hole. That is not happening.
Trey Munson on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, where you can see these tube tops and crop tops, says, I wore a cutoff t-shirt with no sleeves under my football pads in high school. Didn't realize I was a trendsetter 25 plus years ago.
Yeah, but again, it's a little bit different now in that it's going to be more form fitting. So, I mean, that could really limit, I think, a lot of men in looking any kind of good with this. Honestly, even if you're fit, I don't know if you're going to look that good in this.
It may make my man boobs really pop.
Really? Yeah.
That form fitting tight upper body.
You want the tube top for that. You really want the tube top for that.
The man boobs and the double B-holes all out and ready to rock this summer. And Trevor, you'll be impressed. You being the creative cheapskate, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Oh, no. They're selling for $19 each.
For half a shirt?
For the crop top and the tube top for men. You can see the pictures now on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. It's going to be the summer of the double B-hole.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Goofy isn't a dumb person. He's an intelligent dog. Gorsh.
When we talk, birds probably think that we sing terribly.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Everybody knows somebody that's a know-it-all.
Shacks.
That there are people that no matter how much evidence there is pointing to something as being factual, they will argue with everyone in the room about the legitimacy of those facts.
That's Shacks.
These insufferable sons of bitches are known for invading your conversations with their I'm right and you're wrong attitude, and they would instead be eaten by wolves than ever admit to making a mistake.
It's Shacks all the way.
In a recent issue of the Journal of Nature Human Behavior, researchers show how these opinionated people are really just suffering from an illusion of knowledge that essentially makes them think they're smarter than they actually are. That extreme views often stem from people feeling they understand complex topics better than they do, the lead author told ABC News. That they're actually entirely out of touch with science, and they really thought they knew more about the matter than the experts. And I feel so sorry for these people.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Wow.
Being the unlicensed scientist that I am, I've done a lot of research, a lot of hypothesi.
Oh, really? Yeah.
A lot of theses on these subjects. And I can be the first one to admit that these people drive me nuts.
Yeah, really? Yes.
I can't be around them.
You are well versed enough in this subject to have a strong opinion about it.
I've spent at least 3 minutes reading this article,
right?
So I feel like I'm an expert in the field.
Yes. Would you feel strongly enough so much to bury a stake into this and never get off of it? Like you are ready?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. This is.
I am.
You're dying on this hill.
I am so against these people. And I have the facts to back it up.
Right, right.
Just don't ask me for them now.
No, don't do that. Don't you dare do that. No.
I have fake outrage over this right now. And
indeed.
It's 2019 and no one is to question my fake outrage.
Indeed, yes, yes. I mean, to me, it is a sign of intelligence to be able to say you are not intelligent enough on a subject, right? I mean, that's a sign of self-awareness to be able to say, I'm not smart enough to be an expert in this. I don't know if I can very passionately or very effectively even argue aside on a subject.
Well, that's easy for a dummy to say.
Okay, wow, that's all right.
But when you know it all, when you have the knowledge of the universe,
yeah.
your third eye has been opened, your mind's eye.
Good. No, yeah, it's strong.
You can't be wrong.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Have you posted on social media about this yet? About how wrong you are, you cannot be?
Every day.
Every
day. Do you
not
follow our Facebook page?
I didn't know about this in particular, if you wanted to go and rant about this so that, you know...
No, I'm going to end it right here.
Okay, okay.
Never lost.
Never... That's not...
What the...
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Apple has announced that iTunes is splitting into 3 different services. But don't worry, they promise to continue providing poor customer service and endless annoying software updates that you've come to expect.
Consistency. Hallmark will premiere the first of its new Christmas movies of this season on July 7th. The last of the Hallmark new Christmas movies of this past season will premiere on July 6th.
And finally, a Florida man is facing assault charges for pouring ketchup all over his sleeping girlfriend. Well, if this would have happened in Missouri, it would have definitely been ranch.
Oh, come on.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule.
I was getting late.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
If there is one thing I have learned in my 41 years on this planet, without a child, childless, is that parents love it when the childless give them advice on how to raise their children.
That is not true.
People will yell at me from across stores when I give them
yes.
instructions on how to parent
right.
their child.
Yeah, they're yelling negatively.
They love it.
Criticizing you for criticizing them.
So that's why I'm here, to help you parent your child. You're going to get parenting advice from the childless.
Wonderful.
That school is now out for summer vacation, and a lot of parents are panicked. And I don't blame you, because your kids make me panic too. They're awful.
Okay, that's wow.
But it's going to be a breeze if you just follow My top five tips for surviving summer with your kids. Trevor, are you ready?
No, I don't think we should do this.
Here are the top five tips for surviving summer with your kids, according to Shags. Number five, it's simple. Just take them to the library. So that way, your kids can laugh about how you had to learn stuff back in your day.
So go to the library as if it's a museum?
Interactive museum,
wow.
Yes.
All right, there's a lot of great things at the public library that you can do instead of just laughing at parents.
So the number four tip on how to survive the summer with your children, head to the nearest pool, water park, or if you're me, just say screw it in the nearest drainage ditch.
No, that's...
A little dysentery never hurt anyone.
Kids, don't cheer for that. That's not safe. That's disgusting.
They just cheered for diarrhea.
That's not okay. That's not good.
Number three on the top five tips for surviving summer with your kids, according to Shags, a little whiskey in the juice box can lengthen naps by up to 50%.
No, that's not, all right, yes, okay, lawyers, thank you, yes, thank you, I have it, yes.
I turned out fine, lawyers!
At the KCMQ Morning Shag, do not condone or recommend that you spike your kids' juice box. Things you never thought you'd have to say.
I turned out fine. Thank you very much.
Not all right.
Number two on my list on how to survive the summer with your kids, get a trampoline. Those little turds will break a limb within a week and then they'll be easy to corral.
That's not okay. Wow. As a guy who's actually broken an ankle on a trampoline. That's true, but not okay. You shouldn't get the trampoline because of that.
Best summer ever for your parents. No. And the number one tip for surviving summer with your kids, according to Shags, take them to a busy water park, and then when they're not looking, run. Run
No, don't turn back. No, that's child. No, you can't do that. No.
And now, parents, you know how to have an amazing summer with your kids. You are welcome.
Send all complaints to shags@zrgmail.com.
Please do, because I have a lot more tips. Trevor only let me do five.
Oh, dear
so
God,
if you complain,
no.
All right, you're getting my other five tips, which were a lot worse.
This hour with Extreme Body and Paint, take your vehicle to the extreme, make it shine like new at Extreme Body and Paint.
You could take them to the zoo and threaten to feed them to the lions if they don't behave.
It is so good that you do not have children. That is really important for a lot of things.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Vanilla, chocolate, and coffee are all beans. No matter which you prefer, your favorite flavor is beans.
Your nipples are older than your teeth. Mine still look good, though.
Okay. Shower thoughts.
Look good for their age.
Really weird with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it at leestirecompany.com.
We will go to great lengths to ensure the meat we are eating is the best it can possibly be. Whether that's buying the finest, juiciest cut, or even marinating it in a tub of seasoning for a couple of days.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But, Trevor, have you ever tried massaging your meat?
Massaging it?
Yes. Have you ever massaged your meat, Trevor?
No, I don't. I don't recall.
What?
I mean, beyond putting a rub onto it, which, of course, you are rubbing for a while. But, yeah,
I thought it might be. Rubbing your meat.
Okay.
And massaging.
Yes, right. With a dry rub seasoning. Yes.
Well, what's happening now is that meat massage joints are opening up. I'm not exaggerating.
I mean, all right.
Places
is
where.
Is this a Robert Kraft kind of a thing here? Is that what we're talking about? Or come on, what are we doing here?
Places you can go and bring your meat, and they'll have meats on display, and they will teach you how to properly massage it before you put it on the barbecue grill.
And is it to make it more tender? Is it like a tenderizing kind of a thing?
Oh, yes. This is your first time massaging meat? This is
something that I've never really heard of before. Most of the time, whenever it's about tenderizing the meat, I've known the hammer.
You
take a hammer and you just beat the crap out of it.
You pound your meat.
Okay, see, yes, I've heard of this. I see what you're doing here, but I've heard of this, yes.
Amateur hour, man.
Is that right? Really?
Only amateurs pound their meat.
Okay.
Professionals massage it.
Massage it. Okay. All right.
You can rub it.
Yeah, right.
But massage happens before the rub.
Okay, I feel like a good dry rub, again, with the seasoning. That's
what the thing happens is, during the massaging process, you break down those tough fibers, which will then help your massage meat melt in your friend's mouth.
Okay, all right. Or all right. Yeah, I mean... This is actually kind of impressive that you're able to write this in such a way. Stay in character.
I'm trying. So treating your meat properly by massaging it for a period of time,
right
before it hits the grill, is the first step to flawless barbecue. And now it's becoming very popular worldwide for these meat massage parlors to pop up, where they're giving people lessons and teaching, much like you, a massaging meat virgin, how to touch your meat properly.
Right, okay, yes.
And prepare it to have it melt in your mouth.
Right, okay, all right. So, I mean, does the article happen, I'm nervous to ask this, does it happen to mention how one would go about tenderizing their grilled products before they were to put them on the grill in a massage type of way?
Oh, no. You can use all sorts of body parts to massage it. You can use your hands. You can use your knuckles. I've even seen people massage their meat with their elbows.
With their elbows.
Oh, that's some of the best meat when you massage it with your elbow.
No, like, why would... I mean, like, is there a sanitary thing that comes into this? Like...
I mean, sanitary. You want your meat to be dirty.
You know, no.
Oh,
no,
yes,
hang on. No, you are handling food.
It adds to the flavor when you get a little nasty with it.
No. You're handling
talk
raw
a little
food.
Dirty.
That's no.
Drop
okay.
an elbow on it, a couple of knuckles.
What?
Like, let's do this.
All right. Then, no. Okay.
This is legitimate, though. There are meat massage parlors out there now.
No, I figured.
Just to teach you how to barbecue properly. And I love all the end of windows.
No, yeah, I figured that part was true. Everything else you were doing was simply to make me... There's a guy legitimately elbowing his meat. Wow.
I told you, man.
That is... Okay, well then,
So now you know, this weekend, before you get on the grill, massage that meat.
What the...
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
An Iowa man was arrested for pleasuring himself at the library. The librarian became suspicious when she noticed there was someone actually in the library.
Come on. All because you don't go to the library doesn't mean others don't, okay? That's not... A woman in Louisiana called 911 to report a Taco Bell had run out of tacos. The police ignored the call because it wasn't a real emergency. Like if Krispy Kreme were to run out of donuts, that's an emergency that they need to know about.
And finally, there's speculation that Rob Gronkowski will come out of retirement and play for the Patriots this year. Now, Gronk is owner Robert Kraft's favorite tight end, if you exclude the young lady at the masseuse parlor.
Okay, all right, goodness.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
We have accidentally unearthed a secret talent of Trevor's to where the internet and Missouri is agreeing that he is better at being a town crier in medieval times than he is actually at his real job.
All right, that's a little hurtful.
In 2019.
That was a little, all right.
So we're going to throw out everything we've been doing, and now we're just going to put Trevor on the spot as our medieval town crier.
All right.
And he's going to introduce characters from the show. So Trevor, I need you to introduce for our town Trailer Park Batman as your medieval town crier.
This is not going to be easy. Okay, all right. Harry! Harry! A knight of the double wide! He has never been ith the knight we needed, but always ith the knight we deserve.
I love that you just throw ith in there and it suddenly sounds medieval.
Trailer Park Batman.
All right, that was That was good. That was good. Trevor's medieval town crier now is going to be turned into a character on the show. It has
this
to.
This is going
to
be a thing. It's going to be a recurring thing.
Yes. Okay.
But hurts my voice a little bit.
All right. Take a breath. Take a little sip of coffee if you need.
The coffee helps.
Yeah. There we go. Because we're going to introduce Karen next.
What?
I need our medieval town crier to introduce Karen to Missouri.
Hear ye! Hear ye! We are proud to report the smell that we have been smelling for days has been identified. She has cometh from a realm unknown, and she is asking to speak to the king.
Not even in a manager. She wants the king.
She wants the king. Lot of complaints. Hear ye, welcome to the court, Karen of Annoying Land. Thank you for laughing at that last joke. That was rough.
That saved it.
That saved it.
I'm crying right now. All right, we got time for one more. We got to squeeze one more in.
All right. This is not easy.
This is brand new, a brand new character, but we need you to introduce Bandwagon Blues Fan.
Oh, my gosh. He's so new to the... I don't know if there's enough.
Just chant BLT in your weird crier voice. So this is Trevor as our medieval town crier. We found out that this is one of the best things he does.
Wow. Thanks.
And we are going to milk it to death.
Right.
Introduce...
You're going to be really annoyed by it.
Yes. Introduce to the masses Bandwagon Blues Fan, town crier.
Hear ye! From the kingdom of Bennigans!
Jordan Bennigans.
And serfdom of Lord Stanley himself! He is a merchant of the finest BLTs in the land!
BLT!
And he has a dynamite half soup, half salad menu.
Throw in some auto parts.
Teenage Wasteland Baba O'Reilly has sampled his wares and finds them to be adequate.
I'm crying out of my armpits right now. I'm sweating so bad. I'm laughing so hard.
For those traveling, be careful. He is known to hop into your wagon without notice, especially if you're doing well.
Oh.
Welcome to the court! Bandwagon Blues Fan.
All right, I'll give your voice a rest. That was epic. I think we can all agree we found what Trevor does best, and that is being a town crier.
This is going to be my role now. This is it.
Yes, yeah, yes. This will happen many more times. Good, I will run this into the ground like all my jokes.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
There will be an entire generation that doesn't understand why we say, pick up the phone.
Covering your mouth while sneezing or coughing is really polite. But covering your single beehole when you're farting is instantly weird.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to start doing it.
Please don't.
Ooh, excuse me.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells at leastirecompany.com. Yeah.
UFOs and Bigfoot are real.
Why? Okay, all right, I don't really believe that, but why are you whispering?
I'm afraid the government's listening.
Oh, wow, okay. You don't want the government to know that you know this.
Or even scarier, the Illuminati.
Oh, wow, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic.
So the government has come out. It's going to own it.
Yeah.
If you never see me again, it's because of the Illuminati. Which powers the government.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, good. All right, yeah.
The lizard people of the Illuminati have taken me away.
Just keep
because
stacking.
I now know the truth.
Yes, keep stacking onto this. Good.
That the FBI has released documents from its vault on their investigation into Bigfoot. The FBI has been investigating Bigfoot.
So wait, if they released this, that's already out there, like, you probably don't have to worry. They know it's out there.
Oh, but I dug deep.
Oh, yo, I see. You went deeper.
I'm getting to that stuff. This okay. is all just what's known to the public.
Right.
That also the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. Jesus, can you shorten your job title?
Can we acronym that? Jeez.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence.
Show off.
Has come out saying that we know UFOs are real.
Oh, yes? Wow. Okay.
But now this is where I'm afraid for my life.
Oh, okay. I see.
Right. I've connected the dots.
Oh.
Bigfoot is flying the UFOs.
Okay, wait. What? What? What are you talking about?
You never see the two in the same place.
Oh, whoa.
You never okay. see, oh, there's Bigfoot.
Right.
Oh, and there's a UFO. No. You either see UFOs and then you see Bigfoots.
Right, right. You never see them together,
no,
so
Bigfoot,
naturally.
Bigfoot is piloting the UFOs.
All the people looking for Bigfoot, they're looking on the ground, they're not looking up. All the people looking for UFOs, they're looking up, they're not looking on the ground.
And this whole time, we've had it right in front of us.
Uh-huh.
Star Wars.
Oh, loosely, come on, Chewie.
Loosely based on a true story. He's been flying around for years.
Come on, man. Okay, wow. All right.
But yeah. I'm telling you, man, that takes probing to a whole different level. That is a lot scarier
you know
now,
what?
Knowing that Bigfoot is the one probing you in that UFO. That's terrifying.
I think you were right to want to be secretive about this and maybe keep this to yourself. I think that was a safe assumption on your part.
Just keep this in mind. Okay, all right. When the government comes for me and I disappear,
right? Uh-huh.
I did it for you.
Right, sure, yes. All right, yeah. Well,
I did it for you.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God! Are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.